free directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
A very good morning and welcome to Unpacking the Day. My name is Michael Messach, and of course I want to thank my colleague Herta for a number of stories that she read on that platform. And this morning we are looking at a couple of stories in the Villager newspaper that we feel are also very important for your attention. Of course, she took some of them on. And I am a little bit also interested in understanding how rich foreigners are eyeing to buy farms in Namibia. That is a story that was featured in one of the local daily newspapers of Friday. And this is going to relate with the stories in the Villager newspaper this morning. Now, let me just bring it to your attention. It says that the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board has urged the government to grant wealthy foreigners with an interest in buying Namibian retirement farms permanent residency. NIPDB Chief Executive Nangula Wanja asked this in a letter to Executive Director of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security Etienne Maritz on the 16th of July. The board says the initiative codename Desert Visa Program aims to attract foreign money and boost Namibia's economic development. These high net worth individuals are interested in various investment opportunities, including purchasing of long-term lease farms for retirement, investing in equity in local businesses, and other ventures that contribute to the economic development of our country. That is what Meme Wanja is saying. Golden visas are not new to Namibia. Wealthy individuals such as the Russian mining businessman Rashid Sardarov have been accused of inflating Namibian farm prices in areas such as Dodabes. In the letter, Wanja requests a meeting with the Immigration Selection Board and Maritz for the approval of permanent residency for high net worth individuals. In light of this, I'm writing to request an opportunity to present to the Immigration Selection Board a case for the approval of applications for the permanent residency of the high net worth individuals. That is what the story is saying. It went on to say that we are referring particularly to applications that fell within the framework of the envisaged immigration program aimed at attracting diverse types of investors to Namibia and can be accommodated by the existing law. That is what Meme Wanja is saying. Golden visas have attracted controversy in Western countries and have gained popularity in Caribbean islands, especially those heavily dependent on tourism and foreign direct investment. 5 years ago, members of the European Parliament said golden visa program have been riddled by loopholes and corruption, allowing many suspected of corruption or other crimes in their countries to reap benefits of European citizens. The Guardian reported last year that Caribbean state Dominica has sold citizenship to thousands of individuals, including former Afghan spy master, Turkish millionaire convicted of fraud, and former Libyan colonel under Muammar Gaddafi. The first detailed examination of the country's controversial golden passport scheme has found. Wanja says through this investment promotion efforts, the country has attracted the interest of foreign capital investors who are eager to establish a home in Namibia. Wanja in the letter proposed the Desert Visa Program, which is part of the Harambee Prosperity Plan 2, stating that the program is yet to be implemented. Reference is made to NIPTB proposal for Desert Program to be implemented as outlined in Harambee Prosperity Plan 2. We understand that due to the need to make some amendments to the law, this visa program is yet to be implemented. However, the work to attract investors whose residence require fall under the within the current law is ongoing. Executive Director in Home Affairs Etienne Maritz has confirmed receiving the letter from NIPDB on behalf of the high net worth individuals. The ministry is aware of the letter requesting an audience with the Immigration Selection Board. That is what Tate Maritz is saying. He said the Immigration Control Act, which empowers the board to take necessary action for the proper performance, was granted to the NITPD on behalf of the applicants on the 23rd of July. The audience granted to NITB is part of the standard procedure to allow applicants an opportunity to present their cases before the Immigration Selection Board. Maritz said this process is in line with the Namibia commitment to the upholding of the rule of law, ensuring that decisions are made fairly and transparently. It is important to note that the Article 18 of the Namibian Constitution guarantees the right to be heard before administrative decisions are made, including decisions related to permanent residence permits and other relevant permits within the mandate of the Immigration Selection Board. Maritz said the constitutional provision ensures transparency and fairness in the decision of the applications. The ministry emphasized that all applications are considered in accordance with the provision of law, ensuring that the process is followed at all stages of the decision-making process. NIPTB did not respond to questions made to them on this matter. So that is what we are reading. And as I was reading that, I was tempted to wonder what it is that Namibian ideology is. What is our standpoint? Are we a purely capitalistic state where people can buy residence, or are we a social capital state that looks at the interest of the residents or perhaps the future generations of the country? We also read in several other papers recently where ownership of a game reserve, that is Erindi, were preventing government from allowing for exploration of mining activities around the Erindi. To what extent does private ownership of land inhibit or perhaps disadvantage other processes that guarantees that the mineral resources of the country belong to the state? To what extent is there a contradiction to that reality? There is another story that is featured in the Villager newspaper that I'm also going to bring to your attention, and that is the acquisition of a mine called Osino by the Chinese company, which I feel is something that is worth discussing. Do we as a country have a political ideology? Are we run on which ideology is Namibia being governed? When you look at the situation in the United States of America, private ownership or capitalism is so strong that if you cannot afford a house, you can simply live on the street. Now, let me bring you the story that is related to the story of NIPTB. Osino Resource expects a final decision from the Namibia Competition Commission on its acquisition by Chinese firm Shanshin, formerly Yitai Gold, early September. Currently, competition law clearance from NACC remains the only outstanding approval needed to conclude the deal, with clearance expected soon. NACC received the third of three Chinese regulatory approvals on the 28th of May 2024, with the mining company anticipates that the transaction will be considered for determination. Now, let me just bring you that story again. It goes here. Yeah, at the next NACC board meeting expected to occur in August, however, NACC has yet to announce the exact date. The final decision on the acquisition is anticipated before the end of the statutory review period in early September or earlier, depending on the final date for the NACC board meeting. The Canadian-based Osino stated that communications with NACC continues to progress positively. As for the competition watchdog considers the application of the previously announced statutory plan of the arrangement pursuant to which precious metal miner Shanshin International Gold will take over at Osino C 190 on a share. The deal will grant Yintai a $5.6 billion, which is $96 billion market capitalization as publicly traded company on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange, with the Chinese outbound investment approvals expected to be obtained concurrently with the Namibian competition approval. The parties have made provisions for the possibility that NACC approval might not be obtained in time, allowing for the outside date to be extended. Now, my key focus on this story is, to what extent is it a normal practice to buy a mine in Namibia when the mining rights are not acquired commercially? What justifies the commercial acquisition of a mine in Namibia? Those are the questions that we want to entertain this morning, and to understand what the Namibian ideology is as a country. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. Uh-huh. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday Wednesday and Friday for free directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Welcome back. You are still tuned into Unpacking the Day. This morning, we are looking at the manner in which Namibia is governed as a country. And also, maybe we can go back a little bit into the ideals of the past, the preparation to take over the country by the then, through the SWAPO party, and also the leadership that actually liberated the country. I'm honored to be joined by Tate Helmut Angula. He is a former Minister of Agriculture. He has served in many portfolios within the leadership, top leadership of the SWAPO party. And he is currently a farmer and also high-level advisor at the Ondonga Traditional Authority. Good morning, Tate Angula, and thank you for making time to share.
Good morning, Michael.
Great. We are looking at during the liberation struggle, when Namibia was being freed, what was the program or perhaps the ideology behind the leadership style to be implemented in Namibia? And is that what really transpired? Did you prepare to lead Namibia as a socialist state during the struggle, or was it a mixed leadership style?
Yeah, thank you very much for your interest in the background of political ideology.
Yeah.
With respect to the economic system.
Yeah.
That SWAPO originally intending set up.
Yeah.
Yes. In our document up to 89.
Yeah.
Rather from maybe 1969, where formal the extraordinary congress was called in Tanga. We have gone through a lot of metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Our constitution changed a number of times. Up to 1989, we have pledged to establish a socialist government in the to be liberated Namibia. But you have now to look at the geopolitics of the time.
Yeah.
There was a lot of upheavals within the socialist camp. And the imperialist forces were winning all over the place. Apart from that, also, the ideology of socialism conflicted with the internal special evolution, or call it maybe unstated political aspirations. The forces at work in Namibia were those who were pro-colonialist, who wanted South Africa to stay, or at least wanted a pro-South African regime. And then you had a movement of different nature which aspire for sovereign and independent Namibia, able to decide its own political future ideology. But in between you have a large number of Christian communities, which constitute a large voting bloc. Of course, we were a liberation movement. We aspire to serve all the Namibian people, irrespective of their belief. So the influence of the Christian bloc within Namibia was very, very large.
Mm.
And they prevailed upon SWAPO to drop its socialist ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And that reference in our constitution were removed a year or two before the UN organized transition period.
Mm.
So, never mind.
Yeah.
We feel because that was the demand of the Christian leadership at home.
Yeah.
That, and of course, there would not have been any way for SWAPO to win election without the support of the Christian community.
Mm.
So, of course, eventually we won, and we say, okay, we couldn't get what we want,
yeah,
but can we get half of what we want?
Yeah.
So we did, yes, therefore succeed to draft the constitution and convince others that because of the background of the black people, black population,
yeah,
there is no way that we can match the white settlers,
yeah,
who are well economically entrenched.
Mm.
So we also have given in to the demand of settler colonialists with their backers.
Yeah.
In the industrial Western economies,
mm,
who wanted to have nothing called socialism in Namibia or in Southern Africa for that matter.
Mm.
So what happened then is that we convinced everybody, okay, if that is not permissible, then we will have to adapt to a mixed economy,
mm,
where social ownership of production, productiveness must go hand in hand with the capitalist production. So that explains the evolution, how we come to the mixed economy.
Mm.
And what we have now is a mixed economy.
Okay.
Whether you now, the issue may be now, the debate should be whether this mixed economy is more bearing on capital system or on a social system.
Mm.
But remember now, social ownership means that the means of production must also be owned by the public.
Yes.
And the public in Namibia own. Our ownership as people in our means of production is delegated to the government, and the government delegated to the public companies,
yeah,
or to the state enterprises.
Mm.
Now, the state enterprises are a social means of ownership.
Yeah.
So the calling them the non-powers, the non-waters, the non-officers, and all call them by their names.
Yeah.
They are close to 70 public ownership companies. So this, yes, they are a public ownership. Therefore, we have a social ownership. Therefore, it's a mixed economy.
Mm.
In pure capitalist system like the Americas, the government doesn't have ownership in anything.
Yeah.
They don't own ports. They don't own land, except land that are occupied by army and other institutions, state institutions.
Mm.
But here, government own very important means of economic production.
Mm.
The issue really is, how are they managed?
Yeah. Because we saw the doing away of Air Namibia as a classical example of what can happen, especially now in the cost of flight. When you have to fly from Ondangwa to Windhoek, for most people, it appears to be more expensive than it was in the past. is that the likely negative consequences of allowing for private ownership?
Yes, indeed, that is the consequences when you allow the means of production to fall in the hands of monopoly capital. So they will squeeze money out of the population.
Yes.
But maybe we say what I'm saying is that the real cancer is within the management.
Yeah.
The management
they were called all sorts of names.
And why are they scared to be called names?
Sorry?
And why are they scared to be called names?
No, no, there's no fear, but it's just the sovereignty of the state that seems to be diminishing.
Yeah. The sovereignty is under attack. There is under attack. Existing legislations, even in colonial time, was that you can own a farm, but the state reserves the right to explore and give exploration license in that land.
Yes.
Because everything in the air and the be in the earth and within the exclusive zone belong to the state. So minerals are given, or it's not given just simply because you bought the land.
Mm.
No, you have to exploit yourself and find it and get a license and pay the dues that are payable. But as you said, people are not allowed access, governments are allowed access to explore. That is disaster. You want to buy that. They want to multiply that. This parallel must be stopped.
But
after all, they are not elected by anybody.
Yeah. But that Angola, is there a need for leadership to define Namibian ideology? Is there a need to revive in its sovereign?
Is concerned, that is very clear. But it's just to implement what the Constitution says with the ideology. So the government, for example, can create its own company, and it has done so, and in so doing, it must also allow the public to participate by floating those companies, state companies, in the stock exchange, so that the Namibian people can have ownership in their resources. So that's all what must be done. And of course, they will be bought out, they sell out, but there are certain conditions that they must be put in place. You have reserved shares, and also that you are not allowed to alienate 100% of your stake in any enterprise. Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
Yeah, I thank you for the opportunity to participate in this important debate.
All right.
Have a day.
The same to you, sir.
Oh, you.
Of Tate Helmut Angula, a senior citizen, and he has been a minister in different portfolios, and it's quite breathtaking to know they are still there and they are able to express as much as they do. I'm personally concerned that how much of a risk is it for NIPDB to spearhead a process where golden visas should be made available that guarantee residence equivalent to bankship of a country. How much of a risk is it if it is being spearheaded by an individual? How safe is it? Can it not be exploited? Should it not be a policy formulation rather to an individual initiative, unsolicited for that matter? And of course, the debate is on. And should we? The Chinese have their government able to participate in the economy. It looks like Namibian government should create a conducive environment. All right. What does that mean? Is it still expectation of a conducive environment if you are allowing foreigners with money to buy the land and to be given citizenship simply because they have invested in Namibia? Is that the extent to which we are desperate as a country to raise money? What is in it for Namibians? What part of our thinking as a government is geared towards benefits of citizens? Take a break and see if we can connect with one more of our listeners. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
In my self-parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off it is needed to do.
Part of the day setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. When it comes to delivering on your long-term investment goals, it's all in the numbers. Like the more than three decades we've been committed to seeking out the best investment outcomes for you. Or our 250 from more than 100 countries, patiently building an investment track record and snatching our favorite number.
Welcome back. We are still unpacking. I know there are huge technical challenges. Don is saying he cannot hear me. I have communicated with our technical team and the effort. There is a conversation concerned about our connectivity. Good morning, Dr. Ben, and my apologies for not having been able to follow the conversation with Tate Angula.
Yeah, no, good morning. I did follow the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, the introduction, but later, it was difficult.
Yeah, I don't know what really is technically wrong. And it looks like mostly with my program, eh?
You are now developing conspiracy theory, eh?
Well, that's what we are good at. Doctor, thank you for sharing your ideas last time. Most of our listeners were appreciative of your contribution. And it ties in with what we are reading this morning. Memenangula Wanja wants government to grant citizenship to
individuals, wealthy foreign individuals who want to buy farms for retirement in Namibia. Is that a correct foreign direct investors?
With Angola, you discussed the ideologies.
Yes.
Last time, it's not for the first time that I link everything to ideology or lack of it.
Yeah.
It's not about me and Angola want to do that.
Yeah.
It's because of the absence of clear ideology.
Mm.
Whether it will be Mengula or who else, it will still be the same.
Yeah.
It's she may not be wrong to suggest that. Because it's done by some other, you know, believer in the same or model. Because there's no clear ideology, a decision such as that cannot just be taken by one person. It's to somewhere or to direction.
Mm.
Particular ideology, ideologically, you know, linked in terms of economic ideology. So, which is lacking in Namibia. Yeah. So, anyone can wake up tomorrow and move the country in one direction.
Mm.
One in the other sector can also decide otherwise. Mm. The other one with a socially-minded something or Pan-Africanist can say something else.
Mm.
That's the dilemma we live in. So, but of course, that's a more neoliberal, economic approach.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe somebody needs to attract investment, but the implications, far-reaching implications.
Mm.
People may feel, oh, wait a minute. In what will be left for us in 10 years, 100 years' time to come?
Mm.
Are we selling Namibia? Others may think that, no, we are simply encouraging investments.
Mm.
By who? And I said many times, investors not here to come, they are coming to make money. That's the principle, fundamental principle of capitalism. It's about money,
mm.
not about people. And I said on this program, they have a way to make money without paying you a penny, they will do that.
Mm.
They made money through killing, after they kill you to make money, to make it.
Yeah.
Capitalism. So if you don't know those, understand those nature, you will be careful. So, I just wanted to come back to where Comrade Angola, left somewhere there. Mm. You cannot have no socialist revolution can succeed, whether the Christians or not, without a revolution.
Mm.
Wherever socialist state ever have been established successfully, or ideology been implemented, applied, too often it went through after the takeover.
Mm.
But the revolution forces or liberation forces, as we said, through the barrel of the gun. You understand?
True.
Now, it didn't happen. In Angola, socialist system.
Yeah.
In a driven out by, a coup d'etat.
Mm.
In the Soviet was established after October Revolution.
Mm.
So the ideology or the effort of over the world,
mm.
was through the liberation armed struggle, through the barrel of the gun.
Mm.
Meaning that you can set up any government you want, whether they are Christians or traditionalists or whatever. Again, remember, the obstacle here, the constitution, which also spelled the economic position, has influenced by the, you know, both in Namibia and imperialist countries who had interest here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a settlement, not a solution. Pretorius said it's a settlement, not a solution, and I thought he was right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, wait a minute. Can we agree to disagree, or can we agree to agree, or can we live together?
Yeah.
It's not get out of our country, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We went to war to take up guns. It's our country, and we decide our destiny. It is. So now, under current circumstances, can do better. Not necessarily, you know, impose things. We can do better, like what you started with, that somebody is inviting me to do that. You can, and we can manage our resources better. Helmut Mann management, that's where now the technicality started.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said further, but it's right to say how you manage everywhere in the world, whether in capitalism or in socialism, it's about management. Management is in your house, how you manage your own resources, how you manage your mahango.
Mm.
I believe I manage mine well so far, so I don't need to leave. Now, do better if we found our minds in the hands of foreigners.
Mm.
New ones. What are we doing about the new ones? The discoveries.
Yeah.
In a position to set terms, discuss, and agree on our terms.
Is the economic ideology for Namibia? What are we running Namibia for, and for who?
No, Namibia is in a state of neocolonialism, neoliberal. The other doctor yesterday, colonialism is the same thing.
Yeah.
If I had to say it in one way, we are a colonial, you know, state. In as much as we are sovereign, but the economic model is pure neocolonial.
Mm.
What does neocolonial mean? Maybe somebody wants to, why are you saying?
Yes.
When you control your own natural resources, you don't control your economy. It's when everything else, because the colonialist colonial government is out, but the economy is still in the hands of those who ruled and foreigners. That's colonialism. Go to Kwame Nkrumah, check Google.
Why? The basic question I can ask you, why is the economy in the hands of foreigners and those colonized before? Who are for that and why?
You see, if you follow what I was trying to say, Comrade Muzangula said, it's not about allowing. What did you have to allow or disallow?
Mm.
Even at the beginning there, maybe what I want to add to him is that you had nothing. Things were still in the hands of those who colonized you. What did you have?
Are you still going to have anything when you're now going to allow people to buy the land, wealth foreigners to buy the land in the country and invest?
Listen, you had nothing. You didn't have the means of production. the base of production, you don't even have that for underselling it.
Mm.
Is no other ways of taming this invasion of wealthy individuals to come and buy farms and we will give you citizenship. For me, as a layman, I would can only characterize that as a selling of land to the highest bidder.
Yeah, correct. You said it. Now listen, you are already coming together in parliament. It's different political parties. So, what are you doing in parliament? That's the form of coming together. That's the level. It's Namibians.
Doctor, you keep making reference
now. No, now you can come back together. I can still go back to Burkina Faso because it's not necessarily came together. People took steps and they were supported their nation, particularly the youth.
Okay.
To put up comments that represent their interest.
All right. Doctor.
That's how they came together. And it takes one or two people to come together. And they are still being challenged. There were many coup attempts. Not only Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali, even Senegal.
I want to ask you this question. Within the, because this is the organization I'm able to talk about freely, the SWAPO party. When SWAPO was in exile, they were being trained and supported mostly by socialist countries. Tanzania is still a socialist country. China is still a socialist country. And Burkina Faso is being supported by socialist countries. Is it possible for Namibia, is it possible to view Namibia as a socialist country?
No. Values are capitalist values like nationalism, patriotism.
Okay.
Patriotism everywhere.
Maybe
Americans are not patriotic. They are. The text America first. Each nation without talking about socialism. Let's talk about capitalism. We are saying Namibianism. Namibia first. I'm very good at that. You can do Namibianism. You understand? Follow. One vision.
No, we are having a conversation from two things. I understand socialism to be a governance system premised on the counting of everyone, like valuing everyone, attempting to be just, do justice. The same way I thought when Magufuli was running Tanzania, it was on socialistic principle.
Orientated, yeah. Socialist oriented, yes, you can say that.
Exactly. From the people I hear who go to Tanzania, there is no private ownership of land in Tanzania.
No, listen, we can discuss, we cannot finish. I'm saying, but Tanzania is not a socialist state. Something I want to help you that you can still do things for your people without declaring yourself a socialist.
Okay.
It's done everywhere. I used to make reference to Scandinavian countries, and we used to call it Scandinavian socialism. Is another model. Have you heard about it?
I have.
There is a system called Scandinavian socialism. Social, being social, you know, it's more humane.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And the Muslim state, the Islamic state, they do things in the interest of their own people.
Mm.
You can have also values. John once said, we've got same values with socialists somehow.
My daughter, can we please...
Yeah.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 certified and registered operation designed to be the most connected and reliable center in the entire country to host your business. Robust security, diverse connections, and true AB power ensures unrivaled infrastructure, while our business continuity facilities offer a co-location experience like no other. Visit armada.paratus.africa to find out more.
Always prepare Paratus.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further.
Welcome back, Doctor.
Okay, I wanted to say,
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about humanism.
Mm-hmm.
That's socialism.
Yes.
The common values between socialism and open polls and the socialist theory did not recognize common shared values by the socialists and the Christians in terms of we are all brothers. By God. So those values are the same.
Okay.
In terms of sharing or caring for one another. That's where they meet together. Okay, ask now.
Okay. When I attend your son's wedding, what am I doing it for and why?
My son's wedding?
Yes. Let's say you invited me, you told me, I have a son that's growing up now on this day, my son will be getting married, you as a friend, you're invited. I will obviously look at myself and how I relate with you. I will look at the proximity of our friendship and the things we do for each other, isn't it? So,
yes, but
if it is possible, I might even take a cow,
yes,
to come and slaughter at your son's wedding. I will then also tell my other friends to participate in your son's wedding, right?
Yeah.
The absence, yes, of my action might actually also offend you, isn't it?
Yes. You see, things are dictated by our culture, common culture.
Exactly. Now, I think we must have been practicing socialism directly already at individual level.
No, not necessarily. Don't mix it up.
Okay. I want you.
No, it's a even relationship and whatever. Even if I invited to a wedding. If you are clever, consider you may ask somebody, what is their culture? So that you don't embarrass yourself by bringing things that are not, practiced. So our common culture dictates already.
Okay.
So we don't raise eyebrows.
Yeah.
So the only thing common that you have with socialism in our
culture,
raise eyebrows when you bring a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only thing common that you have with socialism in our culture, in African culture, is some shared labor. We do everything together.
Okay. And what do you call that? That's capitalism, right?
No way you can say African socialism, but not per se. You can only equate.
Okay.
Because we share in Africa. That's what in Africa we share.
Uh-huh.
You understand? And in Africa, we don't nobody goes hungry because he doesn't have anything to eat. In Africa, in my culture, there are no street kids.
Okay.
No street. You cannot have a kid roaming around the forest without a home.
Yeah.
Because the mother, because it's an orphan. It's not like that.
So, and you don't call that socialism, doctor?
Listen, you can call it whatever you want. We call it humanism.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Let's not get stick to, you know, caught up in...
I don't know if you are seeing what I want to construct.
I want to contrast
the difference between pure capitalism, where if you cannot afford a house, you can go and live on the street.
Yes,
and I'm just supposing that to the African culture, where a person in community cannot celebrate their wedding alone. They will be supported by others. Whenever it is a rainy season, there is a socialism that comes into gear because my cows and donkeys can be allowed to plow for my neighbor and my other neighbor and my other neighbor. I'm now thinking of that as something that must have been naturally necessary to be incorporated in our governance system so that we can avoid the situation where we are, where individuals no longer identify with our social structure, traditional social structure, with what they must do in the government offices.
Yes, I understand, Mike. You are more looking at the values in terms of culture, moral values, cultural values. But socialism, we are talking about economic terms. We are talking about the model of economy. We are talking about production forces.
Yes.
We are talking about relations between, you know, labor and the capital.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks scientifically.
Yes.
But we are talking about the culture of doing things that can happen anyway, not only... under socialism or whatever, the culture of people determine how they live, how they relate to one another.
Yeah, the nature of our debate also determines what decisions we make as a country, hey?
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine, but that it's only one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, how you can...
Because if you are saying we do not have an ideology...
Fine socialist behavior... in African community, but not only African. Human beings are social. That way, that's differentiated from animals.
Okay, what is ideal for Namibia? What should we do to create the governance system that is suitable for Namibia? Your advice.
Well, we must be Namibians first. And love for Namibia, love for our country, love for our resources, jealously guarding against, you know, the plunder of our resources by foreigners.
Doctor, does love pay the bills?
Yes. Love is first. It determines how you relate to others. You cannot do anything. Otherwise, I can quote John, you know. John, you can speak the tongues. Without love, nothing will happen.
Okay.
Yes, but it's love first. And I also saw Governor Tumbo talking about love. And she gave definition of love there. It's love first. If there's no love, you can have money. That than Donald Trump, but without love, nothing we can do with this money. Yes.
But doctor, I'm because what you are saying now is bordering on wishful thinking. I thought you have a practical solution to the problem that we are having.
Michael, listen, it's not abstract. If you love, we love one another. You help us to sit down on one table and then map out what you are asking.
Okay.
I want to give the fundamental, the basic We must love all Namibians. And then it will enable us to sit at one table. Earlier on, we said, can we not sit down all together and decide? And I said, we sit in parliament. But wherever, at whatever table we sit and discuss what we want to achieve, the Namibia we want, we can only build it if we love one another. And with love, love can make us.
All right.
Another.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor, for today. Okay. All right. The doctor says love. I disagree.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic.
Welcome back. You are still tuned into Unpacking. I don't agree that love alone is the solution. Of course, doctors did not say love alone is the solution. And that's where you come in as a listener. What is it correct for the story that I read? Good morning.
Yes, Michael.
Yes, good morning, Mandove. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, boss?
Good.
Yeah, Michael, I think we have it. Too many technical problems here. What is your IT department doing? Because you can't have the same from Monday to Friday.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm suspecting things now.
Yeah, something's not okay here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
you could not follow the content successfully.
Not at all. Because the moment that you are ended this important thing you guys are discussing, but we are following, but you can be break up like for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's bad.
Gone. Sometimes it was bad.
Okay. Let's hope some solutions are inside.
Yeah, because I'm sure the problem is in that side of yours, guys, at Ondangwa. Because Elmuda, when you come in,
yeah,
there's nothing like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Anyway, been following.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, yeah? You say you are disagreeing, but I'm also agree a bit.
Okay.
With the doctor. You know, when love, yeah? If you have, you don't have love, then much of the things are not going accordingly. And it's what I see. There's no patriotism in Namibia. That's why we're having this. Even people are proposing this issue. Like a foreigner to come to own the land. But I think we never learn, man. Because I'm sure there was a country also having something similar problem which you are facing now. And this country was having a farm in somebody else's country. And whatever they are producing, it's just like the way we are been complaining about what? It was what? Oxfam gas or something in the north, Omshati. They produce. You guys, you are even also consuming those products, but they then just sip it out. It's a problem which we are creating our own self. If you are here for inviting the foreigners, what are we doing which was not done by our forefather before the chaos start? Remember one thing, this guy, they've been selling the land also when it comes to alcohol and sugar. It was the same. And now we are doing it for money.
The question
even
now is
more worse.
The question, if there were no statistical data indicating to the land that is available versus the land that is owned privately, if it was not that almost 60-70% of the land is still owned by private individuals who previously held on to it.
Exactly. We'll keep that up, Namibian.
So the Namibia we talk about is around the 30% of the land.
I'm telling you.
Now, the question is, are they coming to target the 70% that is already owned, or are
they coming
for the 30%?
They come to finish off that 30% which you own it. Remember one thing, that whenever you enter, it's a private property, and the owner can do anything. Because you
the
are
question
what?
Is,
entering with a...
The money we are making from selling this land, or that the country, does government make a substantial benefit? If you have a mining policy, Mineral Act that was not reviewed since 1992, what Namibian characteristics are they are added onto that policy?
From where? Listen, yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
The thing is, we are in the sticking time bomb. When I'm saying this, I'm looking at our leaders. Let me see. So this is what...